Today we shall speak of saints and of sinners. It is the day of Saint Matthew the Evangelist, you know. A very fine opportunity to speak of this subject. You know that throughout the history of mankind, there have only been two saints who were saints originally and on their own. They were Adam and Eve, created saints, holy in the image of God. But you know they didn't keep their sainthood very long. And ever since, all that we can say is the whole world is in sin. It lies in sin. All men have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And yet man seeks to be a saint. The striving is universal. Among all peoples, of all races, of all nations, of all climes, and of all ages, the striving has gone on in strange ways, with strange notions, and with strange activities. Of saints and of sinners, how does one become a saint? Certainly, it is true, we are vitally interested in that. For all of us here on campus, as everywhere else, are sinful and unclean. That's our nature. And I do believe that all of us are striving to be saints. Just how? We're happy for this event of Saint Matthew, perhaps more than most of the apostles. He stands out as a real sinner who became a saint. Matthew was a very bad sinner. He was a tax collector. He was selfish, self-centered, greedy. He was a part of the Roman system. And no doubt, the system itself was very corrupt and allowed for dishonesty, unfairness, persecution of the poor taxpayers. He was a tax collector. And you know that in the mind of the leaders of the people, the Pharisees particularly, tax collectors or publicans were about as bad sinners as you could become. Jesus saw Saint Matthew, he wasn't a saint, but a sinner, sitting there doing his job, collecting the taxes. Hated, despised, by the people that had to pay their taxes. Certainly they hated him more than most people resent the IRS today. Yet that man, that sinner, who was equated with the harlots and with the other riffraff of the society, was given the opportunity to become a saint. And how? Very simply, Jesus said, "Come, follow me." Jesus called Saint Matthew at the receipt of custom, called him to come to him, to look to him, to follow him. A wonderful power seized Matthew, and he forsook all that lucrative tax business. He forsook it all and followed Jesus. He was a sinner. There were other sinners along with Matthew. Matthew took Jesus into his home, it seems to be quite evident. And the word spread quickly. For many other tax collectors and harlots and other sinners gathered there in the house with Jesus. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus was so gracious and so merciful and so kind? for he was making saints out of these sinners. That is the only way that any sinner can become a saint. The apostle says, by grace are you saved, through faith, not of works, not your own striving, not your own doing, not your own estimate, not your own value systems, not of works. It is a gift of God. And that gift of God, that grace, is Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to restore the fallen, to deal with all the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, who were sinners, contaminated and corrupted, fallen from grace, following the fallen angels who were cast out of heaven, who lost their holy estate. Jesus came in his merciful kindness. It wasn't easy and it wasn't cheap. The price that he had to pay to redeem, to reclaim, to buy back these sinners unto sainthood was the great price of his own life, his own blood. Willingly, he sacrificed it all. That through him, through his perfect sainthood, his perfect holiness, and through his meritorious sacrifice, all that he did and all that he gave, we might be restored again to sainthood, to be the holy children of the Heavenly Father. It wasn't only Saint Matthew. It wasn't only a little handful of apostles and evangelists and special people that the Lord Jesus came to turn from sin to holiness, from sinfulness to sainthood. That too is very evident here. For it wasn't only Matthew that Jesus called, but here he gathered with all of these sinners, this motley crowd, sons and daughters of iniquity, in order to save them. We know this wasn't very acceptable to those who in their own way were going to acquire by storm, by their own might, by their own effort, and by their own merit, a right relationship with God. The Pharisees, they found fault. Why? They said to the followers of Jesus, does your master associate with this low-down degenerate crowd? Jesus knew how they felt and what they were saying. And he said, you know, those that are well, they don't need a doctor. You don't run to the doctor when you're feeling fine and everything is wonderful. But they that are sick, they do need the physician. And then he put it so beautifully, and that means so much to us, and to the people whom we are going to serve. The Son of Man came to call sinners to repentance, to save the sinners, to change the fallen ones, to restore them, to restore the image that was lost by sin, and by the restoration of that image, make them acceptable children of God, saints. What a comfort this is. Certainly, Saint Matthew was given a special privilege, his call, and the restoration which the Lord Jesus gave to him moved him to respond in a great and special way to serve the Lord. But let us remember, all the saints are in the same category. The greatest of the least, if you want to distinguish categories of that kind, the greatest and the least, through Jesus Christ and through him alone, are saints. And they serve the Lord our God, each in his own way, with the gifts which the Holy Spirit in his own wisdom severally gives as he sees fit. But all of us are saints. in Christ Jesus. You know, the Holy Apostle John speaks in his letters to the saints in Ephesus and the saints of Laodicea, wherever they were, meaning all the people of God, each and every one of you through Jesus Christ, each and every one of you is a saint, not in your own, but through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus wants you to know that, and he wants you to be sure of that, and he wants you to be intimate with him. And that is why also he gave this wonderful privilege we have in which we are about to enjoy the meal, the gathering with sinners who have become saints, like here. He gathers with us in his own holy, blessed communion meal, and he seals to us the assurance of our forgiveness. He gives us his body. He gives us his blood, really and truly under the bread and the wine. And as he does, he says, you and I are together. We are the Heavenly Father's family. We're saints, all of us. We're all saints with him. Oh, rejoice and thank God that we, the sinners, have through Christ become saints. That'll strengthen us, that'll make us people different, holy and select, peculiar, as the Apostle Peter calls it, very different, very exclusive. Come then to the Lord Jesus. Receive him and receive the strengthening and the assurance of your sainthood. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.